Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We were talking about Deshaun Watson's play yesterday, and again, the word we've all agreed on, he was fine yesterday.
Fine.
He wasn't great. He wasn't bad. Got the job done. They won the football game. The opening drive was great. After that, maybe not so much. Jeff's in Mentor. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Got a question. If you look at the game and you keep track, I just think that he played better under the center than in the shotgun.
Under center than out of the shotgun?
Under the center instead.
I wonder. I don't have those stats, Jeff. I know he likes being out of the shotgun.
I know. He loves that. But if you ever get a chance, try to find that first drive, how many plays he was under center. That's all.
All right, Jeff. Well,
thanks, Jeff.
We'll take a look for that. Was yesterday a step in the direction of, okay, this is what you're looking for?
A little bit. At the beginning of the game, yeah. I mean, there were some close calls on that first drive that could have maybe gone the other way. But I'm not talking about penalties. I'm just talking about, like, could have been intercepted. But he did have some kind of zing there in that first drive. Man, I felt so good after that first drive, right? Like, you were like, they some, put last
is that
week
a football
behind
term,
them.
Some kind of zing?
Some kind of zing,
I like
yes.
that. I like that.
Is that a football term?
It is now.
Okay.
Let's use
all 22, some kind of zing.
Zing. Good. I like it.
I thought he played with just a little bit more confidence. I think I also think that we're also just kind of tabling the fact, and I'm not making an excuse. We're just tabling the fact that, you know, his arm is reconstructed. You know, it's not the same after the surgery. There's no way it can be.
Shoulder.
And shoulder, sorry. And that you know, he's had two games now to have really live action against him. Guys that are trying to kill him on the other side, right? And so, I mean, I think it's going to take a little time. And we're not very patient. I dread to think, man, could you imagine if Trevor Lawrence would have thrown a game-winning touchdown yesterday? I dread to think of what the fans would have been like. And how critical our fans would have been with this team against the Giants at home. Thank goodness they got a win, because Sunday could have been really, really ugly around here, especially if Trevor Lawrence would have come back and, you know, had a game-winning touchdown after the safety. Oh. But I don't want to worry about that because I'm going to be positive. Victory Monday.
How's that go?
Anybody with me on that? I mean, it would have been ugly on Sunday if they would have blown it.
Well, yeah.
But they didn't, so that's all that matters.
It was close, but, you know, didn't finish it up.
I just want to feel happy about the win. I'll be honest. I just, especially after the first week, everything was so bad a week ago. Offense stunk.
Does it concern
defense
you?
Defense stunk. Special teams stunk. Sorry, I'm going through my stunk.
I know.
Coaching stunk. And Kevin also said that yesterday.
Anything more?
And when he came into the locker room and just talked about, you know, where, you know, how everyone played well in all facets of the game. I don't know if he mentioned coaching or not. But
concern you that Jacksonville had just 16 yards passing in the first half but 180 in the second?
No, I mean, you got to make adjustments. And they did what they were supposed to do. Our offense had 3 points in the second half. Three. The defense almost had as many points as the offense. Something's got to sing there. I got to stop being negative because I don't want to be negative. They won.
Does it concern
you? They're 1-1. Pittsburgh's 2-0, and everybody else is 0-2.
Does it concern you that Jacksonville had about 241 yards of total offense in the second half?
How many of those were just, you know, big plays?
Well, it doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, like when you give up one or two big plays, it's about.
Well, they only gave up 81 yards in the first half. That's kind of the point. You didn't have any big plays against you in the first half. You did have a couple in the second, a couple that made it kind of scary.
I don't know. My confidence level isn't through the roof. I can tell you that. After watching the defense made me feel good yesterday. You know,
even with those numbers I just gave you?
Yeah, because you're going to give up a big play.
The Jags didn't put up a lot of points. That was good.
Yeah, you know what? It was in the first half when they had that goal line stand where they held Jacksonville to 3. I thought that was crucial.
Yeah.
I think that also made the first half more attractive, I guess, when you talk about big picture stuff and thinking about what they can be down the road. Let's not forget, the other issue here is that no one's 100% after week one. Okay, I get that. But Miles and Zadarius didn't have exactly the greatest health going into this game yesterday. Remember, they missed practice last week.
And Miles talked about that. Something he's going to have to deal with, a foot injury.
Yeah, this team is banged up early, man. I mean, you have 15 more games to go. And they're banged up early. They're just going to have to survive all season long. I don't think you're going to – I have trouble believing that this team can put the pedal to the metal and blow out a team early and just have a cakewalk in the fourth quarter. I'm not smelling that at all.
We touched on it early, running game. Do you like it? I like the balance. Pierre Strong got hurt. Pierre was out.
Yep.
So, you're down to two backs right now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Pierre had only one carry. Didn't go well. Jerome Ford had the explosive play. I like the play call, and Jerome did a nice job on it, but I'm going to give most of the credit to the play call on that. You had Jameis Winston in the game on a fourth down and short, so Jacksonville's assuming he's going to get the ball. Never assume. You know the deal. He picked up 36. Deontay Foreman had some hard runs. I like Deontay. The combination of Ford and Foreman, to me, the FOR guys. Let's call them that, huh?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, go ahead. The FOR guys, I think, are a nice complement to each other. Though Jerome is not small by any stretch of the imagination, I think Deontay is more of the banger who's going to run between the tackles a little bit more than Jerome, and Jerome's the guy who's going to get outside a little bit more than Deontay. So that's a nice combination while you're hoping Nick Chubb returns. I think you're going to miss Pierre Strong if he's out for any length of time. I was hoping he'd get more carries yesterday. But the running game yesterday, I think you have to give them credit. They had 4.3 yards per carry, 125 yards. That's a pretty solid all-around running game, Andy.
125, I always like to have someone with 100 yards. I'm always a big fan of that. But I the way this offense is built without Nick Chubb, I get it, and I can appreciate 125 yards. There was before the game, we had talked about who would be the leading rusher for the Browns, especially with the turf as bad as it was yesterday. Some people were thinking maybe Deshaun Watson would be their leading rusher yesterday. Yeah. He did end up with 20 yards, but that's not how you win games. And like I said this while we were doing the pregame show. I'm like, if Deshaun's your leading rusher, you're in trouble. That means you're not, you're missing something. The offensive line isn't able to help, or you're not getting the value out of the guys that you're carrying as running backs if your quarterback has to be the leading rusher. You know, like at the end of the Baltimore game yesterday, I can get it when Lamar Jackson picks up, you know, I don't know, it was that long run yesterday. It was like 40 or 50 yards. And, you know, that's how you get skewed where you might say your quarterback was your leading rusher that day. But there's just, you can't, if you're going into a game assuming that your quarterback is going to be your leading rusher on this team.
That's never good.
No, it's not.
Not on this team.
You're not set up for success.
No, this team is designed to have your running backs be your guys because you don't want Deshaun running the ball like crazy. Against Dallas, certainly different game script because the Browns were trying to catch up like crazy, but they had only 14 carries among their running backs and none for Foreman. Ford had 12 and Pierre had 2. And yesterday from the running backs, 22 carries. So a little bit more, a little more emphasis on the running game, a little more success by the running game, which I thought was really good and what you're looking for.
Well, I thought Lamar's run at the end of that game against the Raiders was longer than 25 yards. I guess it was just 25 yards yesterday. I thought he was going all the way. Did you see the end where the I was talking about Lamar there for a second. Again, it goes back to, you know, what do you really expect your quarterback to be running in a passing league?
Not our quarterback, but
Josh
Allen, Lamar Jackson, yeah, those guys are there. They're going to run the football, Andy. That's part of their skill set.
Yeah,
Jaden Daniels.
Is that a winning combination?
Well, it is for those guys.
For a league that's set up for passing?
It is for those guys. It depends on your skill set, doesn't it? Clark is in Cleveland. Hello, Clark.
Hey, Clark.
How's it going, fellas?
Good.
So I feel like we could be more positive than we are. You know, we went into a team, we went into another team stadium where they're a professional NFL team just like we are, and they did not want to go at 0-2. Trust and believe that. So they gave us their best shot. And yes, it was a tale of halves, but, you know, that's sports. You know, when you both teams are paid, both teams want to win, and you're going to have that time. It's a game of momentum. So I think the Browns, of course, we could have – I mean, the most positive thing to me is that we did make so many mistakes, that we did do so many things that could have really put that game away had we not made the mental errors we did. So I think the glass is half full.
Clark, Andy and I agree with you. I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show or not. Win's a win. You know, we're here for 4 hours, so we're going to dissect what happened in the game. Some of those things might not be positive. We couldn't agree with you more. Win's a win. They got it done on the road where they were just 3-5 last year. Good. You've won your first road game of the season. You got your first victory of the season. Scott Petrak covers the team for the Chronicle-Telegram. We'll get Scott's thoughts on all this. Coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.